Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Ches. We are holding on Daf Ches Amud Aleph toward the top of the page on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank Dr. Lander again very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. So today we're going to first continue our discussion of the tzitz al mitzchah, whether we had this machlokas, whether the tzitz is meratza only when it's al mitzchah shel kohen gadol, is it tzitz meratza at all times. So the Gemara is going to figure out what each one does with the other one's pasuk, what each shita does with the other shita's pasuk. And then the majority of the daf is going to revisit the topic of tumah hutra or tumah duchuya bitzibur, and we're going to quote a machlokas about how they would be mazah the efer para in advance of Yom Kippur for the Kohen Gadol, and in advance of the Kohen Asarif Esapara, who would prepare the Parah Aduma. And the three-way machlokas, whether they would be Mazeh, Kol Shiva, they would do Azaz Sefer Parah all 7 days in advance of both, or they would do, no, only Azaz Shlishi Yishvi of both, or maybe there's room to distinguish that it's different for the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, and for the Kohen Asarif Esapara. So we're going to have this three-way machlokas, three ways of explaining what the Nekudas HaMachlokas is in this three-way machlokas, and one of those ways of explaining is about whether tuma is hutra or duchuya betzibur. Along the way, we're going to mention a machlokas about gram mechikas Hashem. If a person has shem Hashem kosav al besaro and he needs to use the mikvah, what do you do? How do you go to the mikvah with the shem Hashem written on one's skin? And then the Gemara is going to explain on Amud Beis when the room that was called the lishchas parhedrin, where we would sequester the kohen gadol. So why it was called the Lishchas Parhedrin, where it got that name of Lishchas Parhedrin. So let's begin at the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Again, we've been discussing whether the tzitz is meratza when it's al metzach shel kohen gadol, or even when it's lo al mitzchah, even when it's not being worn by the kohen gadol. So we had mentioned, last thing we said yesterday was that we made a kal v'chomer, that it's the tzitz that has only one askara, it only has one Shem Hashem, it says the Shem Yud Kei Vav, and it's Kodesh LaHashem. So, and nevertheless, it's got to be Shalayas Yechtai to Menu. We darshan from the Pasuk al Mitzchot Tamid that you're not allowed to have Esach Hadas from the Tzitz. So Tfilin, which has Askaros Harbe, Alachas Kama Vakama, Tfilin, which has so many Shemos Hashem, all the more so you cannot be Masiach Das from the Tfilin. So we made the Ha'ara. You see from here that Tfilin is more Kodesh than the Tzitz. The way Rav Shechter says it dramatically from Rav Soloveitchik, the way I said it was, you tell about every little bar mitzvah boy has something that's holier than the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. Rav Shechter says it from Rav Soloveitchik. You walk into a room and you see lying on the floor, chas v'sholom, you see lying on the floor a tzitz of the Kohen Gadol and tefillin. So which one do you pick up? You pick up the tefillin. The tefillin has all those askaras Hashem. It's considered to be more kadosh. That's not entirely pashut though. If you look at Tosos, in the top Tosos, in Mat Tzitz, Shein Ba'al Askara Achas, says Tosos, Temeli, Lifrach Ma'al Tzitz Shekeinah Shame Huba Galui, Tamar Bitfilin, Shame Mechupin R. No, there's a big difference. The tzitz, you're right, only has one Shame Hashem, but that Shame Hashem is there for everybody to see. When it comes to the tefillin, yeah, it has many Shemos Hashem, but they're hidden underneath the bottom of the tefillin. They're all wrapped up and they're inside the bottom of the tefillin. So doesn't that tell you that maybe the tzitz has a higher level of Kedusha? Ve'in letarit tachinamik siv, shakai bitfilin bikmatin, and don't tell me, no, the tefillin also has a Shame Hashem that's begalui, because you have the shin on the sides of the bottom of the shal rosh, and you have the dalit and the nod at the back of the shal rosh, and the yud on the shal yad, so that's a shame Hashem as well, and that's an exposed shame Hashem, it's not covered by the batim. It tells us that doesn't mean ksav gamar. First of all, it's not really ksav, it's just that the ritzuos are shaped in such a way. Only the shin of the tefillin that's made in the bottom of the shal rosh is halach l'moshe misinai. Have a dalid and the yud, lo, they're not considered halacha l'moshe misinai. Va'od b'tzitzika shem hamiyuchad ben dalid os yos techamer tvei. No, the tzitz has the shem hamiyuchad. It's yud kei vav kei. Even if the shem, the shin, the dalid and the yud, the shem shakai and the tefillin were considered a real shame, even if it were all halacha l'moshe misinai, it's not the same level of shame as the shem yud kei vav kei. So shouldn't the tzitz be considered more kadosh than the tefillin on that level because it has this exposed posed very, very serious Shem Hashem. So it says, tells us, you're right. Vinirali deino kal v'chomer gamer dar reisa. This kal v'chomer, that if it sits, you can't have ezek hadas, then for sure you can't have ezek hadas from the tefillin. That's not a real kal v'chomer. Ela midrabanan. It's a kal v'chomer midrabanan. V'achi kamer. What we're trying to say is as follows. Ni nami di iko chumra tfei betzitz. I understand that the tzitz has a tzad chomer, that it's kind of shame, yudke vavke, that's exposed. Kedim mefarish, mikal makam, kivin di iko betfillin, tzad chashivus ze tfei, sheyesh ben askaris harbe, since there is an element of tefillin that is more kadosh in the sense that it has so many more askaros Hashem. So svaru shemin adin yesh chum the sakin mashmen kol shah. So it makes sense that chum are going to be misakin to constantly be touching the tefillin because there's an element. But in a chinami, it's not a real kalvachomer because you have a pirch on the kalvachomer that ma'atzitz that it's begali as opposed to tefillin where it's not begali. So Hashem is raising the question: why would the fact that it's begali give it more kedusha? Meaning the fact that that the Shem Hashem, I understand maybe as far as going into a Beis HaKiseh or something like that, so to cover it up is helpful. But why would that relate to its etzem kedusha? So that's an important question. Sfasemis raises on this Tosfos. Now the Tosfos Yishanim on the side of the page over here also has what to say. It says v'imtomer lomeli taima to lo yashem ben shami yafiach ben b'shabes perik bametomnin that the Gemara Masech Shabbos says, you know what, you're not allowed to sleep in tefillin? Shemi yafiach ben, that a person might pass gas, he might have bodily functions that go on while he's sleeping in his tefillin, and that would be terrible. Why do I need that reason? Tebele mishmes chadas, tahacha. And we say over here that there's nisar v'esach hadas in your tefillin, kal v'chomer from the tzitz. So shouldn't that be a reason not to sleep in your tefillin? It's at least esach hadas. V'yesh lomer dahainu nami taimed esach hadas tahacha inami omer rav rabbein elchanan the taimed esach hadas l'shay chelk shun neyur. So he says either enochinami that esach hadas is also a reason to not sleep in the tefillin, or no, when you're sleeping it's not a esach hadas. Esach hadas is only when you have das otherwise, meaning when you're able to focus on other things. If a person is sleeping, he's not having, he's not focused on anything. So it's not a diversion of his das from the tefillin. We discussed yesterday, machlokas rishonim. What does it mean that you're not allowed to be masiach das from the tefillin? Does it just mean you're not allowed to, you have to be, you're not allowed to concentrate on anything else, that you have to be focused on the tefillin, in which case you understand the Tosfos Yishanim Skasha? Or does it mean that no, schok, kalos rosh, that's esach hadas. Falling asleep is not schok and kalos rosh. So you understand then very easily why the Gemara says shema yafiach ben, that the reason you're not allowed to sleep is for this other reason of shema yafiach ben, that a person might pass gas in his tefillin. Okay, so that's as far as yesterday's Gemara was concerned, at the very top. So now says the Gemara on the fourth line is where we left off. On Chesam Ralph, Ul Rabbi Shimon da Amar Tamid Meratze. According to Rabbi Shimon, that holds that the tzitz is Meratze even when it's not Al Meitzach Shel Kohen Gadol. Vaksiv Al Meitzach Venasa. What does he do with the pasuk Al Meitzach Venasa? That it sounds like it's only Meratze when it is Al Meitzach Kohen Gadol, because the pasuk is explicit that it's Al Meitzach, that only when it's Al Meitzach, then Venasa, then it's going to be effective as far as being mechaper. So hulik v'olam makom udasa says we're no al meitzach v'nasa is just to teach me the makom of the tzitz. It's to be kaveh a makom where the tzitz belongs on the forehead. Rabbi Yehuda l'kva lo makom minale. And where does Rabbi Yehuda learn this din of l'kva lo makom to be kaveh of where exactly the tzitz is supposed to be? If he uses al meitzach v'nasa to teach me that it's only Miratza when it's Al Mitzcho, so Nafkale me Al Mitzcho. The word Al Mitzcho appears again later in the Pasuk. So he learns it from the end of the Pasuk where it says Al Mitzcho. Rabbi Shimon Nami Tepakle me Al Mitzcho. Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon derive from Al Mitzcho? Say Nachinami, he does. He also derives from Al Mitzcho the Makom of the Tzitz. Ella Al Mitzcho Venasa, Al Meitzach Venasa it should be, me Avadei. What does he do with Al Meitzach Venasa that appears in the earlier part of the pasuk, Armalach, Roi Lemetzach Meratza, Shein Roi Lemetzach Eino Meratza. A drasha, that only that which is Roi Lemetzach is Meratza, that which cannot go on the Kohen Gadol's forehead. forehead is not meratza. What does it mean, cannot go? La'afuke nishbar atzitz delo meratza. If the tzitz can't be put on because it's broken, then it's not meratza. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon holds the tzitz is meratza bein when it's al meitzach ha-kohen gadol, bein when it's not al meitzach ha-kohen gadol, whether he's wearing it or he's not wearing it. But it has to be intact. If it's broken, then it's not going to be meratza. Ul Rabbi Yehuda nishbar atzitz min nale. And where does Rabbi Yehuda derive this din that if the tzitz is broken, that it's not going to be useful? So nafkalei mi meitzach mitzcho. He derives it from the extra vav in the word al mitzcho at the end of the pasuk. That it could have said meitzach and it says mitzcho. Rabbi Shimon meitzach mitzcho lo mashmalei. Rabbi Shimon doesn't have a drasha from there because he thinks that you can't darshan just from the extra vav. Period. That's as far as the machlokas we had yesterday, whether the tzitz is meratza only when it's al meitzach kohen gadol, or it's even meratza when it's not al meitzach the kohen gadol, and how they handle, how each shita handles the pasuk. So now we're going to go back to the discussion, tuma hutra b'tzibur or tuma duchuya b'tzibur. So says the Gemara, neima hani tanoi, kahani tanoi. Maybe the machlokas of tuma hutra or duchuya b'tzibur is dependent on the following machlokas tanoim. Titania, we have a three-way machlokas tanaim as far as what we had to do with the Efer Paraduma in order to prepare the Kohen Gadol for Yom Kippur, and in order to prepare the Kohen Asorif as Hapara for his avodah of dealing with the Paraduma. So the Tanya, Echadze ve'echadze mazon lov kol shiva mikol chatol shayu sham divrei Meir. Reb Meir says both the Kohen Gadol in advance Yom Kippur and the Kohen Asorif as Hapara, we take all the ashes of all the Paradumas available to us and we would sprinkle on them all 7 days in advance. Rabbi Yossi Omer, in Mazno Vel Shlishi Yushvi Bavad. No, to become Tor using the Efer Paraduma, you only need Azal Shlishi Yushvi. We're going to be Maza for all 7 days in advance. Why would we be Maza for all 7 days? You only need to be Maza Shlishi Yushvi. So that's the second Shita, that's Rabbi Yossi. And then the third Shita, Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim Omer, Kohen Asarif Esapara Mazno Lov Kol Shiva. When it's the Kohen Asarif Esapara, for him we're Maza Kol Shiva. For him, we sprinkle on him all 7 days in advance. But Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim ain't mazon lovel shlishi yishvi. But Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, we're only going to be maza shlishi yishvi. We're only going to sprinkle the Efer Para on him on the third and seventh day of the Torah process, like the Torah normally prescribes when you're using the Efer Para Aduma. So what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas over here between these three Shitos? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim. Again, Rabbi Meir saying that we're maza kol for both of these types of Kohanim. Rabbi Yossi, we're only Mazah Shlishi Yushvi for both. And Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim, that the Kohen Asarif HaSapara gets all 7 days, but Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim only Shlishi Yushvi. So we're going to have three suggestions what the Machlokas is. So my love, Ba'akamithlgi, suggestion number one is that they're arguing about our very topic, that Rabbi Meir Savar Tumah Duchuyah B'Tzibur. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that Tumah is Duchuyah B'Tzibur, meaning we prefer to avoid Tumah even b'tzibur, and Rabbi Yossi suffered tumah heter b'tzibur, and Rabbi Yossi holds the tumah hutra b'tzibur. So how does that play out? So why would that relate to how many times you sprinkle the ashes of the paraduma? So Rashi explains. The second line, Rabbi Meir suffered duchuyah b'tzibur ubi'inan tahara ma'al yasa, and therefore you need the best form of tahara va'azah bizmana. And the best way to do the tara is to do the azah exactly on time. V'kol yomi ikalusvuki shema yom yom shlishi u'tmasa b'shosh rishonim u'b'shosh aracharonim kol yom v'yomi ikalusvuki misveka shushvi. We don't know of him becoming tamei. We're choshesh that maybe he became tamei. But since we don't know if he became tamei and if he did when he became tamei, so we don't know when the shlishi yushvi of his tumah are. Shlishi yushvi means the third day from when he became tamei, the seventh day when he became tamei. So we're going to start 7 days in advance of Yom Kippur, let's say, for the Kohen Gadol. The 7 days in advance of Yom Kippur might be the third day since he became Tamei. So sprinkle on him right away. And then the second day might be the third day since he became Tamei. Sprinkle on him right away. The third day might be the third day since he became Tamei. Sprinkle on him then. And then the fifth day and the sixth day and the seventh day might be the seventh day since he became Tamei. So because Tumah is Duchuya B'Tzibur, we want to be Metayrim right away and in the best possible way. Where whereas Rabbi Yossi holds Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, so it's only a Maila Balma, the whole thing. If you hold Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, what are we being Matar him for anyway? He doesn't even need to be Tar. So the whole thing's only Chumra, and since the whole thing's only Chumra, so Hazah Shlishi Yishvi is going to be good enough. That's the Machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi. Now, at this point, we're not yet explaining the third Shita, Rabbi Chinitz Gan Akwanim, who distinguishes between the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur and the Kohen Asarif and Sapara, but at least within the Machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi, maybe that's what they're arguing about, whether Tumas Duchuya or Hutra B'tzibur. Says the Gemara B'tizbara, you think that's the explanation? Isav Rabbi Yossi, Heteri B'tzibur, Hazah Klal Lamali. No, if Tumas was Hutra B'tzibur, then why would you need to do Hazah at all? You wouldn't just allow it. Just let him do the Avoda B'tumah. You wouldn't need Hazah B'chlal. If you look at Tosfos, Isav Rabbi Yossi, Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, Hazah Klal Lamali, Kabi Yom HaKippurim Temali, Lema Disrach Hazah Mishamayelo Shalaron, Akarv Yom HaKippurim. Not everything that Aaron does in Yom Kippur is Avodas HaTzibur. He has the Ayelo Shel Aaron, which is Shaliachid. So maybe that's why I need to do the Hazah. So what kind of question that if Tumas Hutra B'tzibur, why would I even bother doing any Hazah? Why would I bother being Metired the Kohen Gadol? The Ayelo Shel Aaron is not a pure carbon yachid. It has elements of a carbon tzibur. Now, it's true, it's somewhat of a carbon yachid, but over here we have no known tuma anyway. Meaning we don't know that the Kohen is tame. We're being choshesh. Who knows? Maybe he's showing up tame. So if tuma was hutra b'tzibur, considering the fact that the Ayelo Shel Aaron is also kind of like a carbon tzibur, it's one of those carbonos that are sort of in between, like carbon Pesach, where it's not exactly, doesn't have all the characteristics of a carbon yachid, nor all the characteristics of a carbon tzibur, then tumah hutra b'tzibur would be enough not to make us go out of our way to be metayer him when we don't even know that he's tameh. So the Gemara says, don't tell me that Rabbi Yossi holds that tumah hutra b'tzibur, because if he really held tumah hutra b'tzibur, then he wouldn't have required hazah at all. Ela dekuli al mahani tanai savri tumah duchuyi b'tzibur. Must be that both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi holds tumah's only duchuyi b'tzibur. Why then don't they both agree that you should sprinkle on him all 7 days? If it's Dechuyah B'tzibur, isn't it an important thing for us to make him tahar and make him tahar as soon as possible and in the best possible way? Second explanation of the Machlokas, that Rameir holds that you're supposed to be Metayer a person on time. Just like you have to go to the mikvah on time, so you have to do the Hazah on time. I don't know when on time is, because I don't know when he became Tamei. So therefore you need to be Maza Kol Shiva, because you don't know when Shlishi Yushvi are, because you don't have a date to his Tuma. So you got to be Maza him every single day in order to make sure that you're being Maza him on time. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, there's no such din of Tevila B'zman HaMitzvah. You're just, whenever you're Tovel, so that's when you're Mitari yourself, but it doesn't have to be done Dafka on time. So Melef, there's no din of Tevila B'zman HaMitzvah. There's no din of Hazaa b'zman mitzvah, so I could do the Hazaa Shlishi Yishvi. I don't have to be Maza on him every single day. V'savar Rabbi Yossi lo amrin and tefila b'zman mitzvah. Says the Gemara, wait a second, is this explanation a viable explanation? Rabbi Yossi does not hold of the concept of tefila b'zman mitzvah. V'atanya, but don't we have a brisa that tells us otherwise? Hareisha yishem kasval b'saru. This comes up in a number of places in Shas. Person has a shem Hashem written on his skin somewhere. Hareisha lo yirchatz. He should not bathe when he has shem Hashem written on his skin. Because, eventually he'll sweat it out and the Shem Hashem will disappear. But he certainly shouldn't bathe, because it's going to erase the Shem Hashem. V'lo yasuch, he shouldn't rub oils on himself. V'lo yamel b'makom etinofes, and he shouldn't stand in a dirty place, because he shouldn't expose the Shem Hashem to something that's unclean. Nizdam n'lo tevila shel mitzvah. But what if he has to go to the mikveh? He has a tevila shel mitzvah. How does he handle the Shem Hashem that's kosev al b'saro? So korech alav gemi v'tovel. Take a reed, put it over the Shem Hashem to protect it, and it's not going to be chotzeitz, because reed is something that's from the water, so it's not going to be chotzeitz, and let him be tovel in that way with krichas gemi. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Yorid v'tovel kedarko, and Rabbi says, no, go to the mikvah regular, don't wrap anything over the Shem Hashem, just don't rub out the Shem Hashem, just go into the mikvah without scrubbing on the Shem Hashem. V'kaimelon debetvila b'zman ha-mitzvah kemifugi. And what are they arguing about? L'chora, they're arguing about tevila tefillah b'zman mitzvah. The Tanakhama savar lamrin tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Tanakhama says there's no rush to go to the mikveh right away. So find yourself a gemi, find something to put over the Shem Hashem, and when you find something to protect the Shem Hashem, then you go to the mikveh, because there's no rush to go to the mikveh immediately anyway. But Rabbi Yossi Savar, I mean, tefillah b'zman mitzvah, Rabbi Yossi holds that tefillah b'zman mitzvah, there is a rush to get to the mikveh right away. You have to go to the mikveh on time. I'm going to tell this guy he's got to go find the gemi to be korech on the Shem Hashem, al b'saro. It's going to, and if he can't find one, he's going to delay the tefillah. He's going to be sacrificing tefillah b'zman mitzvah. So bottom line is, it's very difficult to explain our machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, about whether you do Azah Shlishi Yishvi or you do Azah Kol Shiva, to be that Rabbi Yossi holds there's no such thing as Tevila B'zman HaMitzvah, when in the din of Krichas Gemi, when it was Shem Kosev Al Basaro, Rabbi Yossi is the one that holds that Tevila B'zman is Mitzvah, and that's why you don't do Krichas Gemi and you put him in the mikvah right away. So that can't be the explanation either of our Machlokas. Ella, a third explanation of our Machlokas. It's not about Tumot Rebbe Tzibur or Tumot Duchi Rebbe Tzibur. It's not about Tevila B'zman HaMitzvah or Tevila B'zman HaLav Mitzvah. Ella, both Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi hold Tevila B'zman HaMitzvah. Aye, why then don't you do Hazaa all 7 days? Rabbi Yossi Savar lo makshinan Hazaa l'Tevila. Tevila B'zman HaMitzvah is Hazaa B'zman HaMitzvah. So that's the machlokes. Rav Meir says that when we say Tevila B'zman HaMitzvah, it's a melita. It's saying Tevila. Tahara process is a bismana, is a mitzvah. So the tahara process involves tevila, involves hazaa sometimes, when a person is tamei meis, whatever it is, that's a mitzvah to do on time. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds, no, tevila bismana is a mitzvah. It doesn't necessarily mean that hazaa has to be done on time. So when it comes to the guy who has Shem Hashem Kosev Al Basaro, get him into the mikvah right away. Tevila bismana mitzvah. But when it comes to the Kohen Gadol in advance of Yom HaKippurim, you don't have to do the hazaa also. 7 days. So we do the Azah on the Yishlishi Yishvi. Is it the third and seventh day for real? I don't know. It's, we don't have to know. It doesn't have to be done. Dafka Bizmana. So that's the third and final explanation of the Machlokas from Meir Rabbi Yossi. But keep in mind, there was a third Shita. There was the Shita of Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim, who distinguished between the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur and the Kohen Asarif HaSapara. And that's what we're gonna get to next. Just a couple of Ha'aros, a couple of points about this Shem Kosev Al Basaro case. Rashi explains, why is there an Isser for someone who has Shem Hashem Kosev Al Basaro to go into the mikveh? Mechikas Hashem, because he's going to be erasing the Shem Hashem. Tzaz Yishonim and the Ritva just point out that when this sugya appears in Masech HaShabbos on Daf Kuf Chaf in Masech HaShabbos, that's what the Gemara thought in the Hava Amina, that this is about Mechikas Hashem. But Lemaskana, the Gemara says, it's not about Mechika. The reason for the Isser is because it's Asur Lamud B'fnei Hashem Arum. You're not allowed to be undressed, completely undressed in front of a Shem Hashem. And that's why Korech Alav Gemi, if he has to go to the mikvah, not because of a Mechikas Hashem. So how can Rashi over here say like the Hava Amina of the Gemara, that it's about Mechikas Hashem, and not like the Maskana of the Gemara, that it's about being Omid B'fnei Shem Hashem Arum? So Nadbiyuda, Norchai, Madur Tinyana, Simon Yudzayin writes that Gram Mechika is only permissible for the sake of Tevilas Mitzvah, but for Dvar HaRashus, Gram Mechika still is going to be Asr, Mishum Bizayon. So there is an Isr of Mechikas Hashem had it not been for Tevilas Mitzvah. Only because it happens to be Tevilas Mitzvah that we're not going to be worried about a Gram Mechika. Meaning it's only Gram Mechika when you go in the water. You're not actually scrubbing it. You're not actually rubbing it out. You just happen to be going in the water and you happen to be, and it happens to be getting erased in that way. Other Achronim explain that Rashi means that Lo Yirchas V'Yishav Sheshut B'Yadayim, because then it's not only a Gram Mechika, then it's Mochik B'Yadayim. Meaning what Rashi's trying to explain over here is not why there's an issue of going into the mikveh. He's explaining why there's an issue of scrubbing when you're in the mikveh. That's an issue, Mishum Mechika. And then the Tshuvas Beis Shlomo in Yerdei Chelek Beis in Kuf Chav Zayin says that Rashi explains based on the Gemara in Sukkah on Nun Gimel and Beis on Maseches Makos, the Gemara tells a Maisa that David was looking for a heter to write the Shem Hashem and to throw it into the Tahom, because the Tahom was threatening to come up and flood flood the entire world. So he needed to stop that from happening. So he was Nasa Kal V'chomer Biatzmo to be Matul Shalom Beinishli Ishto. The Torah says that you're allowed to be Mochik Shem Hashem for the Meisota in order to make Shalom Beinishli Ishto to save the entire world, Kal V'chomer. So he wrote the Shem Hashem on a chaspa, on a shard, and he threw it into the tome, and that settled down the tahom. What does he need a heter for? It's only Gram Mechika. He's not erasing it. He's taking Shem Hashem and he's throwing it in, and then it will get erased on its own. He needs a heter for something like that. So Elamai says the Tshuva Beis Shlomo, that's what Rashi's basing himself on. It's true when the Gemara talks about Shem Hashem Kasav Al Basaro, the Gemara ultimately says that the real issue is Omid Bifnei Hashem Arum. But you see from that Gemara in Sukkah, that Gemara in Makos, that David HaMelech thought Gram Mechika is a problem also, that Gram Mechika Hashem is an Isser. So that's a major nafkamina halacha lemaisa. Is Gram Mechika Hashem Taka going to be Aser? The Gemara Megillah tells us that if you have a Sefer Torah Shabala, if you have a Sefer Torah that's worn out, so you're covered also you don't just bury it in the ground because the moisture of the ground is going to erase all the shemos in the Sefer Torah. So you bury it in a klicheres so that it would last longer. Apparently, the concern is one of gram mechika, that even causing mechikas Hashem indirectly is going to be a violation. The Minchas Chinuch writes, "Abim mechikas Hashem, you violated mitzvah saseh of es Hashem elokecha tira," and that's and by gram mechika, it's also zilzul b'kavod Hashem, and there's reason to avoid it, even if it's technically not a violation of lo sasim ken Hashem elokechem. Even if it's not technically a violation of being mochik shem Hashem, there are still good reasons to avoid gram mechikas Hashem. So that's the discussion whether Gram Mechika is going to be Aser as a violation of the Sasan Ken Lashem El Kechem. One more point, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tav Lamed Zayin Oz Tes writes that the din of the Gemara that you have to write a Sefer Torah only on something that's Kashur La Achila, min Amutr Beficha. The cloth upon which you write a Sefer Torah has to be something that's Kashur. So it's not only a Psul, it's not only Psul, it's also a Din Iser, that you're not allowed to write on cloth pasul. It's not just that it happens to be a pasul of Sefer Torah, it's that it's an iser to write on cloth pasul. So he has a suffix. What if you violated that halacha and you wrote on cloth pasul? Is there an iser mechikas Hashem? Meaning, if you wrote on a cloth that's not a kosher cloth, is there an iser of erasing the shame from such a cloth? He's not sure. So he brings a raya from our Gemara. Because what are we talking about? You have Shem Hashem, kasav al basaro. And apparently the Gemara is very concerned that you shouldn't erase the Shem Hashem that's kasav al basaro. So says Minchas Chinuch, Basar Adam is not Mutar Beficha. It's Asr to eat Basar Adam. And yet there's still an Isra Mechik of the Shem Hashem, even though Basar Adam is Asr Be'achila. Is that true? The Basar Adam is Asr Be'achila? Yeah, Rambam writes that Basar Adam, Rambam Ma'achol Sassurus, Perak Beis Halacha Gimel, says that Basar Adam is Asr Be'achila, the Isra Asay. Right? It's not Asr as a Los Asay, it's Asr as an Isra Asay. So if you have a choice of Basar Adam versus Nevelim meat, let's say, or trefa meat, so strictly speaking, the halacha should be that it's better to eat basar adam than it is to eat the nevela or trefa, because that's a lo sase. As Rabbi Danny Rapp, one of the Rabbi Min Yeshiva, would present a shiur on cannibalism, he would always say, when the waiter comes to serve you nevelas, is it better to eat the nevela or better to eat the waiter? Right? So that's the, obviously assuming he drops dead, you're not allowed to kill him. But so basar adam is nisra se, basar nevela is a lo sase. But anyway, so it's definitely not Mutar Beficha. So if it's not Mutar Beficha, then maybe there should be no Isra Mechika Hashem, but you see that there is, so it must be that the Isra Mechika applies even when it's written on something that is not kosher. The Achronim wonder where the Minchas Chinuch got this idea that there's an Isser to write on Klaf Pasul. The Rambam just writes in Hilchas Sefer Torah Perek Yud that it doesn't have Kedusha Sefer Torah. Mechi Desi that it's an Isser to write on Klaf Pasul. So that's a question. Where the Minchas Chinuch, what the Rayas are for such a Yisod of the Minchas Chinuch, let alone the extension that you would then, that if it's then written on Klaf Pasul, that you would then be allowed to erase it, which is an even greater Chiddush. Now, in the end of the day, nowadays, when it comes comes to tefila b'zman mitzvah, if you look in Tosfos Dibur Vasel Tekule, Rabbeinu Tam pasak to tefila b'zman lav mitzvah, that tefila b'zman is not mitzvah, that we don't have to be tefila b'zman. Nowadays we pass in tefila b'zman lav mitzvah. You know, a woman becomes a nida, so if tefila b'zman mitzvah, we wouldn't be allowed to have all these chumras of treating a woman like a zava gadola and not let her go to the mikvah until after she counts shivin akiyim. When she's a nida, she's supposed to go day seven, the night after the seventh day. You're not supposed to wait till you have tevila b'zman mitzvah. So we don't really paskin tevila b'zman mitzvah. We do recommend, the Shulchan Aruch recommends, that she should go to the mikvah as early as she can, halachically, she should go on time, because of mitzvahs ona, lo levatol mipiri v'rivya, other reasons. But if it were tevila b'zman mitzvah, then the halacha would be that the mikvah would be open on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av as well, because tevila, it's not about being with the husband, it's tevila b'zman mitzvah. So, but we, our mikvahs are closed on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, because our Indian of being tovel b'zman that the Shulchan Aruch recommends is only on account of the ability to be with her husband, on account of mitzvah sona and shalom bayis and peruvu. Shulchan Aruch really says peruvu, but we the achronim add and mitzvah sona and shalom bayis as well. That's the only reason. So on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, where there's nisr of tashma shamita anyway, so there's no reason for the mikvah to be open on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. Okay, so now back to the Gemara. So we have yet to explain the shita of Rabbi Chanina Segana Kohanim, right? So we said that everyone agrees really tevila b'zmana. What we're suggesting now, both Rami and Rabbi Yossi agree tevila b'zmana is mitzvah. The machlokas is hazaa b'zmana also mitzvah? So if Rabbi Chanina Segana Kohanim, how does he distinguish e makish hazaa l'tevila? If hazaa is just like tevila and therefore it's a mitzvah b'zman, then afil the kohen b'yom kippur nami. Then the kohen before Yom Kippur should also get hazaa every day of the 7 days to make sure that we're hitting the right zman. And lo makish hazaa l'tevila. And if you're not going to link hazaa to tevila, and you're going to say that tevila b'zman is mitzvah, but hazaa doesn't have to be done b'zman, then afilu kohen asarif esapara nami lo. Then even the kohen asarif esapara should not require all 7 days; should only require shlishi u'shvi. So says Mar Liolam lo makish. He's not makish. Rabbi Chanina Segana Kohanim does not think that hazaa b'zman a mitzvah. Why are we going to be maza on the kohen asarif esapara also 7 days? The kohen asarif esapara maila bialma. It's an extra chumra that we throw in for the kohen asarif esapara. It's just an extra maila, but in a chinami, it's not technically required. Period. So that's the three-way machlokas. Now, kiman oz lahadatan rabbanan ein bein kohen asarif esapara the kohen gadol b'yom kippurim ella. That the only difference between the Kohen Asarif HaSapara and the Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim is that the reason that we sequester the Kohen Gadol before Yom HaKippurim is because Prishasa L'Kedusha, he's going to enter into the Kodesh HaKadashim, so we're trying to elevate his level of Kedusha, but it's not about Tumah and Tahara, and therefore other Kohanim are allowed to touch him, they're allowed to come in contact with him during that time that he's sequestered. Whereas when it comes to the Kohen Asarif HaSapara, the idea that we sequester him is a maila in Tumah and Tahara. We're being extra careful about his Tumah and Tahara. So he's Prishasa L'Tahara, and therefore Einach of HaKohanim Nogin Bo. The other Kohanim are not allowed to touch him. So if that's the only difference between the sequestering of the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur and the Kohen Asarif HaSapara. Kiman, which sheet is that following like? Is that following? We had three sheetos of what we would do in terms of the Azaz Sefer Parah on these two Kohanim, and only Rabbi Chanina Segana Kohanim distinguished between them. So we say, O Rabbi Meir, O Rabbi Yossi. So this line, that the only difference between them is whether they're allowed to come in contact with Achav HaKohanim, must be like Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, who do not have another distinction. But di Rabbi Chanina Segana Kohanim, ha'ikanami ha. But according to Rabbi Chanina Segana Kohanim, there's another distinction, namely, that when it comes to the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, we only do Azah Shlishi Yushvi, and when it comes to the Kohen Asarif HaSapara, we do Azah Kol Shiva. So that distinction is another distinction that should have been made, but wasn't made. So it must be that this statement was not made by Rabbi Chanina Segana Kohanim. It must be it's in accordance with either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yossi. Tosfos raises the question, are those all the differences that we have between Kohen Asarif HaSapara and the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur? Says Tosfos in Dibur HaMaskel Di'i, Temeli, Akati Ikanami Shezeh Parish Lelishchus Parhajim Zeh Parish Lelishchus Shaltrei Abira. How about where they were sequestered to? too. That's also a difference between them. How come we don't mention that over here? So Yeshlomer Dalko Chashvel Milsa De Chashivusa Sheish Maile Bezeh Mi Bezeh Aval Mash Zeh Parish Lushkuzu Vizeh Parish Lushkuzu Lav Milsa De Chashivusa Hu Bahai Tfei Mi Bahai. Says Tosos answer number one, when we say that there's something that applies to one and not the other, we mean that there's an extra Maile, an extra Chumra, an extra Kedusha that one has and not the other. So the idea that you'd be Mazeh for all 7 days on one and not the other, that's an extra maila, an extra kedusha, an extra something. The idea that you're not going to allow achav hakohanim to touch him, yeah, that's an extra maila, an extra kedusha, an extra. But the idea that you put this guy in this room and that guy in that room, so there's just two different rooms. There's no maila of one room over the other room. Inami nearly lefarish to trei mili kachasher shezer prishas lekedusha dahainu lelishchus parhedrin shaisa benuya bekodesh vafilum timsom shaisa psucha lechol vimkein avatocha. Says Tosfos, maybe the Gemara is actually incorporating that in the statement. Shezeh prishasa l'kedusha ve'echav hakohanim nogedbo are not the same thing. They're two different things. It's not that we're saying because the whole reason we're being parishim is to enter the Kodesh later on, that's why echav hakohanim are nogedbo. No, zeh prishasa l'kedusha means look at the room he goes to. The room he goes to is in the area of the Azara. He's sequestered in the Azara. Tosfos says, then how's he allowed to sleep? No, the doorway opens into to the Harabayis, so therefore it has Kedushas Harabayis, but it's in the space of the Azara. So that's Prishas of the Kedusha, whereas the Kohen Asarif HaSapara, the place that he's sequestered to, is not Prishas of the Kedusha. It's not a Makom of the Azara. That's Tosos's second answer. Okay, we're not going to read Vayitim Tosos because we've got to get more Gemara done over here. Says the Gemara, fourth line on the page. Maskar Rabbi Yosef Bichanin, Bishlam Rishon Shema Shlishi. Why is it that we're going to be Maza on him all 7 days? Right? We say we want to do it on time. We want to make sure we hit day 3 and day 7 and we don't know when he became Tameh. So says, I get it. Day 1 might be his third day of Tumah, so you're going to be Mazah then. Sheini Shemeshlishi. Day 2 might be his third day of Tumah. You'll be Mazah then. Shlishi Shemeshlishi. Day 3 might be his third day of Tumah. You'll be Mazah then. Chamishi Shemeshvi'i. If day 1 was his third day of Tumah, day 5 is his seventh day of Tumah. Shishi Shemeshvi'i. If day 2 was his third day of Tumah, day 6 is his seventh day of Tumah. Shvi Shemeshvi. If day 3 was the third day of Tumah, day 7 is going to be the seventh day of Tumah. El Ravi, Lam Liazal Klal. But why are we Mazah on him on the fourth day? It's the Lobish Lishik Lesuke. It's definitely not his third day of Tumah because he's been sequestered for 4 days already by day 4. So we know that he didn't become Tameh in the last 3 days. Velobishvi Kalasuke. And it can't be day 7 either because day 7 is only triggered once you do a Hazah on day 3. If you didn't do a Hazah on day 3, then day 7 doesn't count as day 7 anyway. So it's not day 3 and it's not day 7. So why on earth are we being Mazah on him on day 4? So says Mar Lutameh Chazal Kol Shiva Miika. Do you think we literally mean we're Mazah all 7 days? V'kaimel and Dazal Shavus Ve'nidoch Hazal Shabbos. We pass the Nevazal Zal Shavus. It's Nisra Drabban and you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So we're not going to be Mazah on him all 7 days because every 7 days has a Shabbos. So we're not going to be Mazah on Shabbos either. Elamai Yisach Lameimar Shiva Levar Mi Shabbos. So just like when we say that we're Mazah Kol Shiva, it means almost all 7 days, not Shabbos. Hachanami Shiva, Levar Mi Revi'i. So too, when we say that we're Mazah and the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur and the Kohen Asarif HaSapara, for all 7 days, it means all 7 days except for day 4. Not all 7 days. So Amarava, Hilka Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, Delo B'Didon Tal Yemilsa, El B'Kviya D'Yarcha Tal Yemilsa, B'Tlas B'Tishrei B'Ela Frushei. So when it comes to the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, we don't get to schedule when Yom Kippur is going to be. It's going to be when it's going to be. So therefore, 7 days in advance, you have to be Mafreshim, you have to sequester him already on the third day of Tishrei on Tzom Gedalia, where Mafresh the Kohen Gadol. V'kol emas d'misra mitzlasa b'tishrei mifarshin alei. And whenever it happens to be that the third day of Tishrei is, that's when we're going to have to be Mafresh him. Meaning again, we don't get to choose when that's going to be. Aval Kohen Asarif HaSapara. But when it comes to the Kohen Asarif HaSapara, that's kind of up to us. De b'tidan tal yemilsa, where we get to choose when to sequester him. We're going to make sure that we're going to be mafresh him first on Wednesday. Why? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. That way, the fourth day is going to be Shabbos. I can't do Azar on Shabbos, and I can't do Azar on this fourth day. So let's make the fourth day land on Shabbos so that that will be the only day that you don't do Azar. And every other day, you'll do Hazaa. And now we mentioned the Lishchas Parhedrin. Where does he go? He goes to the Lishchas Parhedrin. So Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, wasn't it called the Lishchas Palvati? Why are we calling it the Lishchas Parhedrin? Says, well, you're right. Originally, we used to call it Lishchas Palvati, but then they changed it. Since in the days of Bayesheni, Rachman al-Tzlan, it was a terrible situation. People used to pay the Melech in order for the right to become the Kohen Gadol, and they would redecorate the room. They would change the whole room every 12 months. Kiparedrin alalu, like these officers and kings and princes who want their names on everything, want everything named after them. So they would redo the room in such a way that each Kohen Gadol could have his own twist on it. That's why they called it Lishchas Parhedrin. If you look at Rashi, Machlif Nosakol Bishchodesh, Kolomar Sharishayim Ayu, Vloimatzin Shnasan. No Kohen Gadol lived through the year. There was always a new Kohen Gadol every year. So each Kohen that would come in would knock it down and would rebuild Binyanam in Arishon, so that it would be called by his name, so that he could have his unique stamp on it. So that's why it became called Lishchas Parhedrin, because it became like a Parhedrin of an officer, where he would redecorate it in order to put his name on it. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up three lines from the bottom of the page. Everyone have a great day.